Happiness or unhappiness? This is Monk Allen from the Absolute Monastery. Happiness or unhappiness? Well, isn't this fantastic? What wonderful creators we are, that we have the choice, the freedom of choice to be happy or unhappy. We as God, as divine being, have the choice to be happy or unhappy. I think this is the greatest gift we could give ourselves. But often we unfortunately forget that we have the choice. Well, we had a young lady once coming to our seminar. Her name is Susie. And Susie was married only for a few years, and her husband was much older than she was, but they had a little daughter, probably a year old. Beautiful girl, just gorgeous, with blonde, curly hair, sportive type of slim being, just a wonderful, brilliant person. And she fell in love with our philosophy. And when she came to the first seminar, she heard that we had the following week a 7-day master seminar. And whenever there is a master seminar for 7 days, there is a special requirement. First of all, the requirement is that whoever comes follows the rules 100% of the seminar. And the rule of the seminar is to follow absolutely the diet, the maple syrup diet. No food at all, only the syrup. And naturally, there's the three-hour meditation. You get up in the morning at 2:30 and you follow the lectures and so on. But to follow absolutely the diet, that was indispensable. But also, whoever was interested to follow the seminar and was on a prescription from a doctor needed to go to the doctor to receive the doctor's agreement that they could take off from their prescription. That was with the agreement of the doctor. Now, Susie, she came to us, and I was at that time translating the seminars from English into German. So I was translating when she was interested to come to this master seminar, because she was in treatment with a psychiatrist, and she really had strong medicine. But she felt, if she comes to the master seminar, she felt she can live this week without her medicine. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, all right, that's fine. Now, she had the greatest time in this master seminar. And from that day on, she never took a pill anymore. She was a balanced, wonderful person. She took the course of the University of Healing, the Art and Science of Wholeness, and followed this path just one-pointedly. When she took her lessons or studied her lesson, she also did every night the three-hour meditation. Every morning she got up at 2:30, she continued this. So one day she felt she wanted to leave her husband and her daughter. So she did. She left and she didn't take anything with her. She just left like she was. And went and she met a young student of us who just did the same thing, left his family. And they by chance met, by chance. So they rented a room together and practiced the philosophy and encouraged each other in the philosophy, in the positive thinking. But from her great problem she had before, because she needed to go to a psychiatrist, she became just a radiant, beautiful woman. Well, she separated finally from her husband, and when she did her lesson and while she was studying, she came to the point that her daughter even came to her. She had her released her daughter totally, but her daughter came and lived with her. Well, the husband, we met the husband too. When he came the first time, he played the strong, rich husband, and he was much older. And at one time, when he felt he couldn't handle his life anymore because his wife had left him, his daughter had left him, his business was down the hill, he started to take the course too. But he did not finish the course. He did half and half, and he went down the hill. And he had a choice of happiness or unhappiness. His wife had a choice, happiness or unhappiness. She was going straight towards the light, happy, happy girl, absolutely happy. He went straight to unhappiness, and he finished up to become blind. He stopped the course because he couldn't handle his life, and finally he died. Well, it's a perfect, and I'm not saying that becoming blind or dying is bad. I'm saying here are two people who made a choice, and I'm not saying that what she did is a right thing, but it was it was an obvious picture of two people who made a choice, and she just became an outstanding person who is now leading a group of other people, counseling, advising, and the young man she met, she married finally, and they live a wonderful life. We have the choice of being happy or unhappy. And it's not coming overnight when we have been all the time unhappy and when we went to the psychiatrist and get pills and medicine and all this stuff. It needs a little effort. And the effort is, and like I share this with our students so much, and that's the greatest blessing for myself when I'm sharing it with the students, to remind myself whenever I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and I'm singing it, that first thing when I'm getting up in the morning, singing it when I'm driving on the road, saying it all day long, it makes a difference. These stupid three words, I like me. People say, this is incredible. These three words make a difference. And they do make a difference. But it is not when I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I really need to put all my emphasis, my power, my enthusiasm. And we know what the word enthusiasm means. Enthusiasm means ensos, God in me. So we put really God in me to work. Just that full enthusiasm, let it go. And sing. We all have wonderful voices. And if we don't keep the tone, so what? We hear ourselves. But sing to the hills and let the nature, let the flowers, let the trees participate in the joy of being yourself and having fun and having a good time. Because there is only one thing, a freedom of choice. To be happy or unhappy. And it's up to me, it's up to you, it's up to all of us to be happy. And it's a different story when I'm happy, I guarantee you. So be happy and sing, I like me. I love you.